Hey there, friends. How's it going? David Potts here, of course, with a monthly audio update for you. I want to get back to doing this. A couple years ago, back when I was only on Patreon, I used to put out a few audio updates once a month or so. And starting in 2024, as part of my monthly summary emails, which I also want to get better about doing, I want to give a little members-only sort of behind the scenes, under the curtain, under the hood, below the rug. You get the idea. Kind of a little snippet into things I'm working on, things that are in progress, things that are coming up, but also things that I'm figuring out and questions I have. And this is something that you all as members, I especially value any and all feedback you might have on this sort of thing, should you feel compelled to give so. So do not feel like you must listen to these. I realize that audio is a certain, medium that different folks have different appetites for. I will include sort of a table of contents and timestamps just to make sure you understand what I'm going to talk about in each of these little updates here. But again, it's the end of January. I just want to let you know what I've been working on and what's coming up. So big ones today. Blues course. I've been working on something in the last 3 or 4 weeks. It's a beginner blues course that I'll be adding to my website. And as of today, the first 3 videos are available for you to watch. And there's a nice big beefy PDF available for each of those videos as well. I want to talk about that. I'll be finishing the course in the next few weeks. I didn't want to scramble to get it done by January 31st at midnight and lower the quality, right? I really wanted to sort of hit at a quality level that I expect of myself. But at the same time, I don't want to shy away from giving you a monthly update. So a little preview of the course is available as of today. I'll talk about that. And I also want to talk about just courses in general and how they compare and are different from my weekly lessons that I've been doing it, and talk about my 2024 goals for how I present content going forward. Nothing too big is going to change, but there are going to be some sort of ambitions I'll have that at the end of 2024, I will hope to look back and if I'm successful, certain things will be true with regard to what's on my website and my content library and all that stuff. All right, so let's just get into it. I don't want to take too much time here. So first up, a quick note about just the monthly and weekly update cadence. So the last like 2 or 3 years, I've tried to get out an email a week through my mailing list, right? This is before I even had membership over on my on my website, songnotes.net, and I was only on Patreon. I would send out, hey, here's what I'm working on. Even if you're not a paying member, here's new lessons, and I'd do it about once a week. I don't know if that's too often. I don't know if it's not often enough. I know that from what I've heard from other people who create content online, it seems like, multiple times a week seems to be the best way to juice engagement. But I fear that doing that would kind of like hurt the long-term. I don't want to annoy people. I don't want to annoy you. So anyway, once a week feels like a good rhythm of things. I'm going on that. I don't know if you've noticed, but the last 3 or 4 weeks, I've gotten my monthly emails out in the middle of the week. And this has actually been a tremendous benefit and win for me, because for a lot of 2023, I was really scrambling to get my updates out by the end of the week. But that would usually mean Thursday and Friday, I was breaking my neck to get lessons done. And like at least half the time, if not way more, things would bleed over into the weekend. I'd be working late Friday or Saturday or parts of Sunday. And it would mean I was stressed all weekend. I'm not relaxing. I'm not taking downtime. I'm not, being able to hang out with my family as much. And it was just really stressful. And I really, for my own mental health, I need to get away from that. It's been a dream to be able to do song notes full time. But I think it's important that I draw the line in certain places. And so anyway, the reality is I have gotten, just from happenstance, I think from luck, just the way things naturally occurred with the first of the month in January. But I've been getting the emails out on Wednesday or so, and it's been really nice. It means the weeks end and the weeks begin with me not being too stressed out. And I think that's really important, again, just for mental health, giving me that unwind time over the weekend and everything. So that's a little bit of an update there as far as those weekly updates. Now, again, monthly updates, I want to get a little bit better about underlining and showcasing and highlighting the things that I put out each month, right? And because even if folks only open one of my emails every, 5 or 6 sends, that's fine. I'm not really stressed about that. But I think that, you know, those monthly digests, here's the lessons I worked on. Maybe here's new music I've listened to or discovered, or it could be old music, right? Or here's a documentary I watched, like the Willie Nelson one, for example, or here's this or that. And also, you know, new updates to the website. Like I added an update to Fret Monster where I added support up to the 21st fret. I did that, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago. Little things like that. I want to have a vehicle to let folks know in not too much of an annoying way, right? So I want to get better about these monthly updates. And so that's another thing here that this particular audio post is attached to, is this monthly update for January. So that's the quick thing there I wanted to call out, right? So here's the deal. The Blues Course, this is something that throughout January I have been talking about. I've been working on it, right? This beginner blues course. It's not fully done yet, as I mentioned earlier in this audio update here. I do want to finish it in the next couple weeks, but I'm sharing with you today, as of today, the first three videos are complete. The PDFs are complete. I have another handful of lessons I want to make before I really put a pin in it and call it done. I'm going to continue chipping away at it steadily, right, into February. Don't worry, it will get done. I'm really excited about this one. This is a topic a lot of you have requested, and it's been a true joy for me, like kind of flexing my muscle, not flexing, what's the word? Expanding my skill set and kind of venturing into these bluesy waters a little bit, because it's not really been a genre that I felt that comfortable with in a weird way because of how much it kind of doesn't care about music theory, meaning like you'll mix minor scales over major chords and the use of dominant seventh chords everywhere. It's like it breaks my classically trained brain. But that's been fun. So this course has been a bit tricky for me to get going with. And that's one funny topic of, I just want to call out with courses in general, is my muscle memory is not there. I've taught hundreds of song lessons. I feel like you give me a song, I know how to learn it. I am really experienced at turning a song that I've learned into a lesson and making a song sheet and presenting it and all that stuff, because I've done it so many times. But with courses, man, it's so funny how I don't have that habit build up. I don't have that muscle memory build up. I'm eternally not always confident about, like, should this lesson on the 12-bar blues, for example, should this be like three lessons, or should I make one 20-minute lesson, right? Should the PDFs I make be more like a cheat sheet, or should it be like a text version of everything that's in the video? I'm still figuring all this out. So that's the kind of feedback that if you do have any feedback after you spend time watching the lessons or looking at them, I'd be curious to know. You know, it's always great to hear. But it has been, I will say, even though I only have three complete lessons after the last couple weeks of really jamming on this, I feel like my momentum in a weird way is very high, and I feel like I'll be able to get the next three out a lot quicker. And I just want to keep at it. I want to keep flexing, exercising this muscle, maybe that's the better word, and get this one knocked out, and I'm excited to share it with you. So stay tuned for that. And that's going to segue into the next topic I want to bring up, which is this courses in 2024 and my goals for 2024 with Song Notes. You know, we all came down with the flu just before New Year's, and we all got better right around New Year. So it kind of really helped me, at least especially speaking from my own experience, like look at the new year, like I'm finally healthy again after the last week of 2023 was sick, right? That's not fun. Being healthy is always great after you're sick. And when that coincides with the start of a new year, it kind of makes you feel like, man, okay, I feel good. I'm ready to like do some great stuff this year. And I'm thinking about the goals and the things I want to get done. And with Song Notes in particular, and this is really important, is, you know, when I started my Song Notes website, I don't remember how many years ago it was, but I made a decision to, when I had to, you know, figure out what is my URL schema going to be. And when I make every new lesson, like how does that go in the system, right? Under the hood, I decided to go with, just numbered lessons. Right? I can backfill all the lessons I've made on YouTube so far, starting at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? And now I'm at lesson 538. And the reason I'm doing this is because what Song Notes is to me at the core is it's like, hey, the guitar is my hobby. It's been my favorite hobby of the last 20 years of my life. And I want to share my process, my journey of learning guitar, of learning to play songs, of learning techniques, of branching into new genres or playing styles. And, you know, I'm not a master at the guitar. And like all my guitar heroes on YouTube, since as long as I can remember watching all of them, they've all been like wizards as far as I'm concerned. And part of me feels like I'll never get there to the spot that many of them are in certain genres especially. But I love the process of, you know, getting swept away by something, going after it, building out your skill set step by step. And the numbered lessons are a great way for me to share that journey, right? And you can kind of, it lets me look back at like, oh, lesson, back when I was on lesson 150 or 200, I was into this. And then starting around lesson 350, I got into this. And then in lesson 500s, I started playing lead guitar more or whatever. You know, it's the numbered lessons are a really fun way to kind of keep track of that, right? But here's the thing with the weekly lessons, the numbered lessons, a problem I'm having. And as I add more and more lessons, right, about one lesson every week, the problem is, from an organizational point of view, there's a mess. It's almost like a bazaar, like, you know, an outdoor market or a garage sale, something where you have lots of stuff. And yeah, if you understand the system and you've been there for how it's grown over time, which I have because I made the whole thing, you might know where to find stuff. But for everyone else just arriving, it can be just overwhelming. And I hear this all the time in emails I get. Hey, I found your stuff online. I love your teaching style. I love the type of songs you play, whatever it might be. I just joined your site. Where do I start? Or I'm interested in Travis picking. Where do I start? I want to, you know, like, it's always that same question. And I have not had a good answer for that question, and I still don't in many ways, which is really, which is frustrating for me, because for years I've known I need to do a better job at answering this. And people email me that, and I'll respond, and I'll say, here's the situation, here's how my lessons are organized, there's not necessarily a great place to start, but here's, you know, I'll kind of cue them off on a few different ways to approach searching my lessons and browsing my lessons. But one of my goals for 2024 is to, in addition to my weekly lessons will not stop, but I really want to target those areas, right, that I consider evergreen, meaning they hold their value really well, right? Whether it's Travis picking, that's one I get requested of a lot. Eventually, I'd like to make a beginner guitar course or getting started with guitar. That one's a bit trickier because, I'll come back to that another time. But Travis picking, whether you want to learn, like, you know, lead guitar basics or learning to sing or melody stuff. And there's been email exchanges I've done with some of you, like Jim, for example. I know you and I were emailing about, you were asking some questions about melody. And I put together an outline for like an 8 or 9 lesson series that answered what you were talking about. And I'm like, man, if I had the time, I would just love to make these 9 lessons right now and explain these things step by step. And I haven't done that yet, but my point is there's all these topics I wanna get to, and I want to create step-by-step guided lessons for that. Each lesson introduces concepts, explains what's going on, shows you exercises, gives you some things to practice. Then you move to the next lesson and it does the same thing, but it builds off of what came before, right? That's something that my weekly lessons have never really been able to do. I think the weekly lessons, I take pride in them being really good for what they are as far as a singular entry. And if you happen to be interested in whatever I'm teaching in that one lesson, then that's great. You're gonna be in good hands. But the problem is, again, these weekly lessons, even if you took all my weekly lessons on a certain topic and put them together, for example, I've done that on my website. You can go to topics on my navigation, or you click on courses and there's like a topics little section on that page. And you click on Travis picking, it'll show you all my Travis picking lessons, but I manually made that page and I kind of assembled them together in a way that made sense. But the lessons themselves don't feel cohesive. They don't feel like there's no obvious starting point. They don't really, I don't know, cover the ground in a cohesive, thorough way. So I say all this because in 2024, I am kind of like doubling down my determination to really flesh out my course library. I've done some work under the hood in the code base of my website, actually in November and December, for how I can have courses with multiple sections. And I'd love probably in February or March to add the ability for you to mark lessons as complete or in progress or something like that. So that's going to come as well. But basically, I really just want to spend the next year, in addition to getting my weekly lessons out there, just even if it's one course a month, I build out this library, right? And the real inspiration here is Tony at, or Anthony, sorry, maybe that's the same thing, at Texas Blues Alley. Anthony, yeah. Anthony, you posted, you know, I don't think you're listening, but Anthony posted a image of all the course tiles or thumbnails that he's made over the past 15 years of teaching blues guitar. And he had them in one image, and it was like rows. It was like a phalanx or whatever of soldiers, like rows and rows of rows of these tiles. And each tile represented a course and it had the name of the course on there. And it kind of just really inspired me. I'm like, man, if I could fast forward 1 or 2 years, I could have that same thing, right? Like there's no reason I couldn't. Obviously, I'm not trying to compare my productivity to Anthony's because he can do amazing stuff. Like, I don't want to get into that. But my point is, I know that if I set a goal and I'm consistent with it, I can build out this part of my library on my website. And why this is good for you and why this is good for you is if you become interested in any of these topics, there's going to be that place to go where you can learn more about Travis picking or the cage system or improvising over the blues or singing and playing at the same time. You go into any of those topics and you find a full course, right? It's going to be good for new people joining the Songnotes community, people who, and sometime in this year, I guarantee there's someone out there who's going to pick up their guitar for the first time in 20 years, get back into it, look online, and I happen to be one of the teachers that they connect with, and they decide to join, you know, Songnotes. They're going to be able to benefit from having those courses and having to an obvious start here point, right? And also, it's going to be good for me, for my business overall, like keeping the lights on, you know, hopefully folks finding well-organized, well-structured, well-made content will stick around longer. And that's good for me. And from a business point of view, like that's important because I do need to make sure that things continue to grow a little bit as I am about a year and a half into doing this full time. And I'm still sort of finding my footing and all that sort of thing. So I think this will be win-win-win. I am as determined as ever. The 3 or 4 courses I have so far, I think are okay. Like I have a practical music theory course. I have a reading music for guitarist course. I'm pretty proud of those two, even though they are only like 6 or 7 lessons each. Some of my other courses, like my beginner chord guide, I don't really know if I'd consider that a course the way I'm thinking about courses. That more feels like a library of chord tutorials and stuff. So I'm figuring this out, y'all. My recording is recording here. I don't know how long it's been. I'm just going though. Thanks to all of you who have listened so far. If you have any feedback on this topic, I would love to hear it. But I'm excited. The last point I'll say is a benefit of me doing this is just for my own mental health, right? Me knowing that I have this content created, whether it's for the blues or whether it's for, you know, whatever topic, right? Knowing that these evergreen content modules exist in my library on my website will just give me the peace of mind so that when I make new lessons each week showing what I'm working on or what I'm learning, and if I reference Travis picking or this or that, and I have that course already made, I can just point you there, right? I know with confidence that, hey, I've made some quality content I feel good about. I can recommend my own stuff, and I don't have to re-explain stuff every single time in every single lesson, which is kind of a weird burden I have now. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. I'm kicking off 2024 with that in mind. One course a month is my goal. This blues one is running long, but I have a bunch of other kind of coursey things that I think I could get done sooner that are covering topics I'm more familiar with. So stay tuned, everybody. More to come here. I just wanted to share this. If you have any thoughts, feedback, always happy to hear. And I think that's about it. I'm going tonight down to downtown Austin to see Tool with a good friend of mine. I'm excited to hear. I love going to see different types of music that I don't normally listen to. And I was listening to Tool last week and a couple weeks before that. And I was watching Rick Beato's What Makes This Song Great, looking at the song Schism. And just looking at the number of like time signature changes and the weird meters and, oh man, it's like it, in a way, it just destroys my brain. It's like listening to music from an alien planet. But I honestly have had so many great experiences seeing bands that I'm kind of going in kind of blind to, or, you know, not knowing my footing. So anyway, I'm excited for that. I'm excited to get this out at the end of the month. So here's to a great February for all of us going forward. I have a bunch of things in addition to the blues course in the works already. I'm going to chip away at my Well, I have my lesson and song sheet for Country Honk, which is the Rolling Stones version of their acoustic version of Honky Tonk Women. That's coming out probably next week. I learned the song Stick Season by Noah Kahan last week. I put up full cover on Instagram. I'm going to turn that into a lesson as well. It's a newer song. It uses one chord progression. It's tons of lyrics. He's singing fast, but I just fell in love with this song. It swept me away. And I'm excited to get that one out as well. And then after that, I want to get to Eric Clapton's version of Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out. That's actually a public domain song, so I can give away the song sheet to y'all members included with membership. So that's what I'm working on now, y'all. I'm going to go. I'm going to scoot off to finishing up this email that I haven't written yet that you received this this audio post in. And otherwise, I'll see you in the next video. As always, let me know. Feedback, thoughts, questions, answers, suggestions, whatever you might have in mind, feel free to send them in. And I'll see you in the next one. And let me hit the space bar, wake up my computer, and hit the stop button. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.